Let's read verses 1, 2, and 3, Daniel chapter 12. And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So we pray. Father, we thank thee for this portion of thy word. Pray that the author of Scripture, the Holy Spirit, would cause these verses to be of help and blessing to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In chapter 11, we saw that from the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, the persecution of the Jews prior to the time of the coming of Jesus Christ, the prophecy then jumps, probably in verse 36, to the end time, the future coming of the Antichrist, who once again, as Antiochus, will try unsuccessfully to seek to exterminate God's people. And we're told then in chapter 12 and verse 1 that there will be a time of deliverance. Thy people shall be delivered. We're told in verse 2 there shall be a time of resurrection. And then here in verse 3 we are told that there will also be a time of reward. And we would like to look at three things in verse 3. We'd like to look at who these people are. We would like to look at also what they do. And then thirdly, we would like to look at what they will be. And to do this, we're going to have to look at some other scriptures because we're going to have to get some meanings of words. And one of the best ways of finding out what a word means is find out how it's used in other portions of Scripture. And so to do that, we're going to have to look at some other scriptures. First of all, we'd like to look at who these people are in verse 3. We are told, they that be wise. Now actually, this is a participle, and the idea is here, the wise ones. But actually, the word also means not only wise, it means skillful, it means prudent. For example, in Proverbs, we are told that a prudent wife is from the Lord. And that's the very same word as what's used here. And so that's in Proverbs 19:14. A prudent wife is from the Lord, and that's the same word here. These ones that be wise or skillful or prudent. And this word, by the way, the very same word that is translated wise in Psalm 32 is not translated. At the beginning of Psalm 32, you know, at the beginning of the Psalms, it'll say a Psalm of David. That's not really the first verse, it's just a little explanation. Well, in Psalm 32, we are told this is a psalm of David, and then afterwards it says, Maskil. And we look at that and say, Maskil, never heard of that. Well, the reason is, it's not a translation, that's the Hebrew word. And they didn't bother to translate it, they just transliterated it. And so in Psalm 32 at the heading, it will say, Maskil. And what that means is that this is a psalm that is meant to give instruction. To give instruction or wisdom. Now that's the very same word, a noun, that is used here in Daniel 12:3, where we have the verbal form of the participle. And so we could translate this also then, and not only the ones who are wise, but it could be translated the ones who instruct. The ones who instruct or the ones who give wisdom, because the verb is in the causative. Those who cause to be wise. And so this is the meaning of this word then, they that be wise. Now, this very same participle, they that be wise, is used several other times in the book of Daniel. For example, it's used in Daniel chapter 1 and verse 4. In Daniel 1:4, we are told that the king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, was looking for some young men, some promising young men. And we are told they should be young men in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom. And the word skillful there is the very same word that we have in 12:3, where it says, they that be wise. And so it means also skillful. That's the kind of men that Nebuchadnezzar was looking for. And the very same word and the same form and everything is used also in chapter 11 and in verse 33. Remember in 11 verse 33, this is the time of Antiochus Epiphanes, and he was persecuting the Jews. And we are told, and they that understand among the people. There we have the same word again. They that understand. That same word, maskil. And so, in verse 3 of chapter 12, it could be, and they that understand shall shine. It's used also in verse 35. And some of them of understanding shall fall. The same word again. These are those of understanding. The word is also used in chapter 12 and verse 10. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And the word wise there, once again, is the same word. So this gives us an idea of what is being referred to here. They that be wise. These are referring then to those who are not only wise, but prudent and skillful. And even above and beyond that, they are those who cause to be wise. And they are those who instruct. Because we're told, for example, in chapter 11, they shall instruct many. And then here in chapter 12, that they shall turn many to righteousness. And so the idea is, these whom we are studying are these who are wise and prudent and skillful in instructing others in wisdom and in righteousness. What do they do then? Well, we find they that be wise shall shine. Now, if you were to look up that word shine in your Strong's Concordance and then check through the other places where that word is used, you would find that this is the only place in the entire Old Testament that this word is translated shine. All of the other places, it is translated in a different way, by a different word. And there is a classic place, and that's Ezekiel 3. Ezekiel 3, 17 through 21. This word that here is translated shine is used in every one of these verses. It's used in verse 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21. And so this word is used five times. What's the word?
Warn.
To warn, right? And that's the way it's translated all through Scripture. This is the only place in Scripture where it is translated shine. And so even though we might concede with our translators that there is an element of the idea shine, if they shine, what's the purpose of their shining? What's the other word? Warning, right? And so we really could translate this, and they that be wise shall warn. Now, what do we think of when we think of a light that gives warning? Lighthouse. Okay, very good. And so the idea here then is, they that be wise shall be lighthouses. They will shine to give forth a warning. And so this is the meaning of this word as we check it through in other places. Now, they shall shine then and give warning as the brightness of the firmament. Now, the word brightness here is the very same word as the word shine. Shine is the verb and brightness is the noun. And so we could translate this, and they that be wise shall warn as the warning of the firmament. Their shining will give warning just as the firmament gives warning. Now, the word firmament here is used many times in Scripture. One of the first places is in Genesis chapter 1, at verses 6 through 8. Okay? Now, what is this firmament then? What did God call the firmament? Heaven. Now, our word firmament is not a good word because we get the idea of firm. Whereas actually a better translation is expanse. And God put an expanse between the waters above and the waters below. And so it's this expanse of the heavens that is being referred to here. And so the brightness of the expanse of the heavens is the comparison that is being made here. Now, Psalm 19:2. Oops, should be verse 1. In the Hebrew, it's verse 2. Some of the verses don't coordinate between the Hebrew Bible and our translation. Okay, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament, there we have the same word, the firmament showeth His handiwork. That means that the same word firmament that we read here in Daniel, the wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. The wise shall be warning lights as the light of the firmament. They shall warn as the firmament warns. This expanse then, what does this expanse warn us of? This expanse then tells us that a glorious God has made this. And so the warning is, there's a God who has made this brilliant, shining expanse. And so every time men look up and see the expanse of the heavens, they are warned that God exists and that we are accountable to Him. Now, we find this in Romans 1:18 to 20. What warning does Paul say that all men have? And as men look around and see the creation, Paul says they have warning that God is and that they are accountable to Him. And so here then in Daniel we find that God adds to the shining warning of the expanse of the heavens, God adds the shining testimony of skillful instruction given by wise believers. And so this is the comparison. They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And just as the firmament gives a warning, so also wise believers give clear warning of God's existence and man's accountability to Him. Now the result of this warning is that many are turned to righteousness. Now taking the context, for example, of verse 1, this shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that time. And we read here in verse 3, they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness. And so here we have a time when many are being turned to righteousness, and significantly, it's also a time when there shall be suffering and trouble and tribulation such as never was and never will be. And so that gives us an indication as to at least one of God's means of bringing revival. One of God's very important ways of bringing revival is by bringing persecution and suffering. And this is exactly what is happening here in Daniel. We have verse 1, the terrible persecution. Verse 3, many being turned to righteousness. And so, many shall be turned to righteousness by them. They that be wise then shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. They that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. And so, we have one verb here, and the verb is shine or warn. And the second comparison is then that these who are wise and that warn will shine or warn as the stars. That means that the stars also give a warning. Now, Jeremiah 31, 35 to 37 tells us about the warning that the stars give us. Okay, what's the warning that we find in the stars of the heavens? It's a promise to Israel, but it's a warning to Israel's enemies. And what are Israel's enemies warned about? They belong to God, and they will never be able to stamp out Israel. Daniel 8:10. Let's find out who didn't get the message. Okay, here we have in chapter 8 the reference to the little horn, Antiochus Epiphanes. And we read that he cast down the stars and stamped upon them. Apparently he didn't get the message. And Antichrist doesn't have the message either. He's going to try to do the same thing. He's going to try and do away with God's people. he's going to find out that he can't do it. Because the promise is here, God says, if the sun stops shining and the stars stop their course of heaven, then I'll withdraw my love from my people Israel. And so we're told here then in chapter 12 that wise believers are warning lights like the stars. Now, in Acts 9, 3 and 4, we find that Saul was warned. How was he warned? What was the nature of Saul's warning? It was twofold, wasn't it? He saw the light and he heard the voice. And here we have, interesting, here we have the brightness of this light. So we have a warning light, just like we have here in Daniel. The brightness of this warning light, and then the voice to explain it. What does Christ command us in Matthew 5:16? What are men to see? Our good works, okay? Our light by means of our good works. What should then be the result of that? That they glorify our Father which is in heaven. How will they know that our light comes from the Father? How will they know that these good works are from the Father and not from us? Yes, but here we are now as those that are wise, and we are letting our light shine. Let's get back to Paul. What were the two ways in which Paul was warned? He saw the light and he heard the voice. Okay, we are to let our light shine so that they see our good works. And the goal then is that they glorify the Father. How will they know that we are doing because we are Christians? Okay, we tell them. We tell them why we're doing it, right? Now, if we don't tell them why we're doing it, who will they give the glory to? To us. If they don't know that it's because of Christ that this change has come into our lives, then they will glorify us. They think, oh, he made a pretty good New Year's resolution. He's doing pretty well at it too. And so there's the light and the voice, explaining then the source of that light. Well, then in Daniel we find that the wise shall shine the brightness of the firmament as the stars. For how long? Forever and ever. Luke 16:23. What's the purpose of our shining forever and ever? Luke 16:23. Okay, where was Abraham? Abraham was, what does the verse tell us? He was afar off. He must have been a pretty bright light, right? And Lazarus too, because the rich man could see Lazarus too, and he saw them far off. They must have been shining very brightly. And he saw them far off, shining brightly. What was the purpose of their shining brightly forever and ever? Who saw them? Okay, glorifying God, who saw them? So forever and ever, they will shine in their brightness as a testimony to the wicked, rebellious, of God's grace and God's glory. Matthew 13:41-43. And then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. In other words, they shall shine forever and ever with the brightness of the glory of God as a witness, an everlasting witness to God's grace in salvation and as a eternal reminder of His mercy. Well, we're told here in Daniel then that the wise are skillful instructors in righteousness who then share what God has taught them. Now, one more verse. We all know it very well. Jesus said to His disciples, follow Me and I will make you to become fishers of men. Now, Jesus did not say, you watch Me and you try hard to make yourselves fishers of men. The command is not be fishers of men. The command is follow Me. And Jesus says, if you follow Me, then I'll take care of making you fishers of men. That means if the fishing is poor, what do I need to do? Follow closer. You know, it's easy to get this twisted around and to think if the fishing's poor, I got to try harder. He said, no, if the fishing is poor, you follow closer. And Daniel says, as we follow close, really follow close, we shall shine as the brightness of the firmament and turn many to righteousness. And shine as the stars forever and ever. Shall we pray? Father, this is certainly the desire of our hearts tonight, As we see this thrilling verse, we want to be wise. We want to be careful, faithful instructors in righteousness that shine forth the grace of God, that many might be turned from their darkness to light and from sin to paths of righteousness, whether these be unbelievers who have not yet known Thee or Christians who have been straying in paths of darkness, sin. Lord, we would tonight, by Thy grace, ask Thee to enable us to walk closer, that we might shine brighter, and that we might have the joy of seeing more and more turned to righteousness as Your glory becomes evident in our lives, as people see what You are doing for us, and as they hear us explain in our own words that You are the one that is doing it. We pray this in Jesus' name.